This is Ozarks at Large. The six-county Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District filed for bankruptcy in January on a landfill and hauling franchise it purchased nearly 10 years ago in North Baxter County in north central Arkansas as a money-making venture. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a state legislator has stepped forward to allocate special funding to safely close the trashed landfill.
Back in 2005, the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District, comprised of Baxter, Boone, Marion, Newton, Carroll, and Searcy counties, purchased an old landfill and trash hauling business located on 700 acres northeast of Mountain Home for $8 million. Members aimed to have a centralized district landfill and get into the lucrative waste hauling business. They secured a $12.3 million loan in revenue bonds, municipal bonds at financing coming producing projects issued by the Bank of the Ozarks to improve and expand the landfill and for operating capital. District consultants estimated it would become a profit-making venture within 15 years. But then the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality soon ordered expensive upgrades as well as corrective action on waste cell overfills and leaks. Business tanked. The tipping fees per ton cost of trash dumping were too high to the point that even district cities and towns stopped hauling waste to the landfill. Plagued by debt and ADEQ citations, the district in the fall of 2012 voted to default, the first of its kind in Arkansas history. And a year later, the landfill, known as North Arkansas Board of Regional Sanitation, Neighbors for short, closed. The Bank of the Ozarks, the bond trustee, is now asking for all its money back. Solid Waste District Board Chair Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett.
Bankruptcy has been filed. The first bankruptcy hearing, I believe, happens in March is when it's scheduled here in Harrison.
Mayor Crockett was not around when the Neighbors landfill deal was struck and has wondered aloud to media about the risky venture. Still, he's done due diligence to fix the problem, trying to find a buyer or a manager to turn the business around to no avail. No one wants the liability, he says.
And the initial landfill that was there from years and years ago that we bought was not built to current day standards and doesn't have liners underneath it. So there are issues with that leachate getting into the groundwater. So it needs permanent closure. It needs a cap over the top to keep that groundwater from sifting through it.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality filed a lawsuit against the district in early 2012 for $2 million to safely close the landfill. In an email for this report, ADEQ spokesperson Catherine Beninati said the bankruptcy court has allowed the lawsuit to continue, but the closure cost has since increased. A hearing on ADEQ's motion for summary judgment is scheduled for April 15th. In the meantime, district trash is being safely hauled out of the region and the defunct landfill is being tended to.
We have one employee on duty out there that makes sure that the leachate is being pumped. And he's still out there taking care of that. And we have a leachate contractor that's pumping that and hauling it to Springfield, Missouri. So we're trying to keep up with that as best we can until we run out of money, which is not going to be very long down the road. So
now this failed landfill lies in Johnny Key's proverbial backyard. He's Republican state senator from District 17 Mountain Home. Previous to that, he served as state representative. And previous to that, on the county quorum court. From the get, he doubted this transaction.
It became apparent to me late last year that there was no viable option to keep the thing open.
So this fiscal legislative session, Keyes requested a $2 million appropriation from the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality Landfill Post-Closure Trust Fund, the first ask of its kind. Money for the fund is sourced from a $1 per ton fee on solid waste collected across the state. The fund, which holds $23 million, is meant to fix failing, filled, and closed landfills.
So the language that I proposed is very limited, and it's for a very short period of time, relatively speaking, 3 years, foreclosure and monitoring procedures that are necessary to take care of our situation up there. That landfill is just miles from one of the greatest lakes in Arkansas.
It could spread toxins into nearby Norfolk Lake, a source of regional drinking water. State Senator Key says ADEQ and the governor's office are supportive. His amendment, adopted by the Joint Budget Committee February 20th, is expected to be enacted for implementation July 1st.
We did include language there. This was at the request of the department, that would allow them to pursue recovery of those funds.
Meaning, while the appropriation does not pose a burden to taxpayers, it will eventually be felt by all solid waste customers across the district, imposed with an additional sanitation debt service fee to reimburse the post-closure trust fund. And District Board Chair and Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett, who tends towards optimism, envisions a rather lovely outcome for the landfill.
Maybe turn it into a nature preserve and everybody wins.
Neighbors Public Park. Sounds really friendly. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.